Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, verse number 16. Saratya parasada sevana sakyadotya. Virasananugamana stavana prananam. Snigde supandu sujagat pranatim chavishnur.
Snigde supandu sujagat prananatim vishnur.
Bhaktim karoti nipatis charanaravinde.
Bhaktim karoti nipati charanaravinde.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, Vishnu, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc., according to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Krishna is everything to the unalloyed devotees like the Pandavas. The Lord was for them the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master, the worshipable deity, the guide, the chariot driver, the friend, the servant, the messenger, and everything they could conceive of. And thus, the Lord also reciprocated the feelings of the Pandavas. Maharaj Parikshit, as a pure devotee of the Lord, could appreciate the Lord's transcendental reciprocation of feelings of his devotees. And thus, he himself also was overwhelmed with the dealings of the Lord. Simply by appreciating the dealings of the Lord with his pure devotees, one can attain salvation. The Lord's dealings with his devotees appear to be ordinary human dealings, but one who knows them in truth becomes at once eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. The Pandavas were so malleable to the will of the Lord that they could sacrifice any amount of energy for the service of the Lord. And by such unalloyed determination, they could secure the Lord's mercy in any shape they desired. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is a very profound purport because it reveals the very intimate basis of, or the very intimate nature of the relationship between the devotee and Krishna. What is astounding is that when Krishna sees the sincere service of his devotee, he likes to subordinate himself and be under the protection, sometimes the guidance, of his devotee. Now, this is completely unheard of normally in, or this is unheard of in Vaikuntha, for example. And in the material world, the master-servant relationship is usually one of exploitation. But in the case of the Lord, he's the supreme master, but he becomes vulnerable to the pure devotee and actually enjoys subordinating himself to the devotee. This is partially psychological. For example, Prabhupada speaks about Gladstone. He was the prime minister of the entire British Empire at its peak in the 1880s, 1890s, when the sun never set on the British Empire. So, England and France had these crazy wars. They had a 100 years war, then they had a 30 years war. So, at one point, the representative of France came to England to talk to Gladstone about, look, let's stop these wars. And when he arrived at the Buckingham Palace, Gladstone's secretary told him, you have to wait. The prime minister is very busy in his office. So the Frenchman was waiting, and 1 hour goes by, 2 hours go by. So he asked the secretary, what's going on? He said, I came here to stop a war, and he's not talking to me. She said, no, he's very busy. It's very important business. Please wait, sir. So then she leaves the office for a second, and the Frenchman becomes very impatient. So he goes and tries to peek into the room of Gladstone's office, and he sees that Gladstone is on the ground with his hands and legs acting like a horsey, and his grandson is sitting on his back and kicking him in the ribs and saying, Grandpa, go faster, go faster. So the Frenchman was amazed. He said, what is this? You know, it's the most powerful man in the world. And his little boy is kicking him in the ribs and telling him, go faster, playing horsey on him. So why would such a powerful man subordinate himself to his grandson? Well, out of love. So Prabhupada gives that example. You always start with the known to understand the unknown. This sort of let us have some idea of why Krishna would subordinate himself to his devotees. He subordinates himself to Kunti Devi. He subordinates himself to Vasudeva. He subordinates himself to the Pandavas. So Maharaj Parikshit, hearing this about his grandparents, or he's just amazed that Krishna would subordinate himself and act in a menial way, serving the Pandavas. So this is like confidential knowledge of the Lord, and it's in advanced stages of devotional service that one can actually experience such things. But one cannot feign them, or one cannot artificially attain such a position. Such a position is only attained after many, many lifetimes of sincere service to the Lord. So we need to hear about this, and actually in the purport, Prabhupada says that, and thus the Lord also reciprocated the feelings of the Pandavas. Well, this is extreme, let's say, courtesy based on love and devotion. Everybody has feelings. And oftentimes, people don't really take account of those feelings of others. But those people who are very attuned to other people's feelings and reciprocate them, they're considered very exceptional people. And when someone is not able to reciprocate the feelings of another person, that person becomes oftentimes resentful, because they can't imagine how boorish a person can be. That's a good word, boorish, B-O-O-R-I-S-H. It means insensitive and even up to the level of being cruel. So people become hurt when another person can't reciprocate their feelings. Well, we see that Krishna is the ultimate Supreme Personality of Godhead. And out of tremendous courtesy, and actually out of love, he reciprocates the feelings of his devotees. And Prabhupada says, a pure devotee, Maharaj Parikshit, as a pure devotee of the Lord, could appreciate the Lord's transcendental reciprocation of the feelings of his devotees. And thus he himself also was overwhelmed with the dealings of the Lord. Simply by appreciating the dealings of the Lord with his pure devotees, one can attain salvation. Janma karma chame divyam ivam yo veti tatvata tyakva deham punar janma naiti mameti sarjana. So anyone who knows the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities does not, upon approaching death, take birth again, but goes back to Godhead. So that's what Prabhupada is saying here, fourth chapter, verse number 9. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So, we should consider ourselves very lucky to be able to hear these things. You have to have real interest in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you begin to hear these things, this basically will melt the heart of a sensitive person when they begin to understand to what lengths the Supreme Personality of Godhead will go to reciprocate with his devotees. So simply by appreciating the dealings of the Lord with his pure devotees, one can attain salvation. The Lord's dealings with his devotees appear to be ordinary human dealings, but one who knows them in truth becomes at once eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. The Pandavas were so malleable. Malleable means it's easily molded. Were so malleable to the will of the Lord that they could sacrifice any amount of energy for the service of the Lord, and by such unalloyed determination, they could secure the Lord's mercy in any shape they desired. So this is all confidential knowledge. This is not meant for ordinary people to hear, because they don't have, well, I'm not going to say all of them don't, but many people don't have the ability to even conceive of such a relationship between God and his devotee. But devotees relish this. This is the real nectar to the ears of the devotees when they hear about the wonderful mercy of the Lord. And Prabhupada said, if you want to use reason and logic to understand spiritual life, then use your reason and logic to try and understand the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now that's a very significant statement, because Lord Chaitanya was the most munificent avatar. Munificent means most generous, most loving, most kind, most merciful. Why? Because when Krishna came, he asked people to surrender to him. When Lord Chaitanya came, he didn't ask anybody to surrender to him. He just said, let's just chant and dance together. So that's the special mercy of the Lord. He didn't make a precondition to receiving his mercy. And when we begin to understand that, it's overwhelming. And one becomes very, very happy to surrender to such a person and dedicate their life to spreading the Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, glory. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.